Welcome to another Hellboy Minute. This one was a long time coming. I kept trying to record this one, more news came out, and I don't even think I caught up on all of it. But the Kickstarter is happening tomorrow, so we're all excited here. So it's tomorrow is April 25th at 8 p.m. BST or 3 p.m. EST, our time here in the Hellboy base, and it's going to be a big one. There's early birds, so you have to get on early to get those good deals. I think you usually only save like 10 bucks, so it's not that big a deal. And they said that there's going to be the main game, starter box, and two expansions is going to be the pledge. And then you'll be able to add more stretch goals onto it, so you get some cool miniatures. So we're looking forward to that one. See, it's been a minute already, and we haven't even scratched the surface of this Hellboy Minute. It should have been Hellboy Minutes. I regret the naming convention already. We were given more sculpts. We got the Frogman boss, who is not the Frogman we still saw at Adepticon. Those guys have still not been shown anywhere that I've seen. This one's it's very similar to the Seed of Destruction one. Speaking of which, tomorrow there will be a Superhero Crew video with us talking about Seed of Destruction with the guys from Family Gamers. Superhero Crew is on YouTube. I'll put the link in the show notes, so come subscribe and check that out. I do a X-Corner all about the X-Men, and Andrew reviews other comics, and we're going to be doing regular Hellboy stuff, so we got that to look forward to. And they also showed Johan Kraus's sculpt with his cool domed head. And we also got Roger the Homunculus, so that's coming obviously as a stretch goal, as well as Lobster Johnson. We speculated many times that Lobster Johnson might be a mistake by Ronnie, but nope, he's in there. Which is interesting, because he doesn't actually take place in the Hellboy timeline. He's from before Hellboy came to Earth, so that's interesting. And we also got Hellboy as the Enung Unrama. It's the bringer of Ragnarok with his horns, no shirt, no jacket. So that's kind of neat, too. And we got the sculpt for Abe with his harpoon, once again, from Seed of Destruction. I think they're really focusing on Seed of Destruction. And then all of these were painted by Angel Heraldes he's from Infinity fame. He did all the painting for Infinity, and Mantix got him painting up stuff for this. So he has great versions of Rasputin, Johan, Hellboy, and Liz. Plus he did a shot on his, he did a little video on his Twitter, I believe, of him airbrushing the Hellboy with the horns. And then we get the final result of that, and he also has the tentacle monster. It's very coral greenish blue, which I don't think is a correct color choice there, but hey, what you gonna do? And we also got Abe painted up. And we also have a big reveal of the cover by Mike Mignola. They finally have the colored version, and it's beautiful. It's the four main characters in the starter box in his style with all the tentacles you'd ever want. And there's even Lobster Johnson cards floating through the air, which is a nice touch. I think Mignola is excited as this as anybody. And also on the Mantic blog, they've been doing Hellboy Week with all the rules talking about it. And also James at Needy Cat Games has been going over them over on his blog. I'll put those links in the show notes. We do have some hints of what's happening. We got Deck of Doom, which triggers particular events as the agents explore locations. And it can be anything from a surprise attack by a monster to a spooky mist that rolls into obscure line of sight. And it is randomized, so you never get the same one twice, which is fun. And you also, before the mission starts, you get something called the case files, which is top secret envelope inside a deck of cards that are in a certain order. So as you go through the game, you'll be told to pick out those cards. And that kind of makes a scenario generator for missions. And also, after you do all the missions, you can mix those together to create more interesting things. And we also have something called the impending doom track. It tells you how much danger the agents are in, how close they are to the final fight. And there's also an information gather track, which gives how much evidence they've gathered. And it could be give you pieces of equipment or vital information that could expose weaknesses in the boss and helps you in the end battle. And we get encounter cards, which is like just random encounters. Each time you enter a new room, you flip it over. It could be monsters, it could be other things. It could be clues or a piece of furniture or stuff like that. And we also had cool shots of the agent cards, as you can see here in the video or on the deadzonegame.podbean.com site. You can see all the pictures there. And we do have the agent card of Hellboy. It shows the skills, which we have fight, which obviously you're going to attack enemies. Shoot, when you're attacking at range. Defend, which you can kind of block stuff. and examine, which helps you find clues and points of interest. And the cool thing is the different colors of the icons show you which color of dice you'll be rolling. Then we get special rules, and it could be for Hellboy, he's got Boom, which spend two successes on a fight roll to stun a target and move. And you get Flame Retardant, because it can't be set on fire, and other things like that. We have a threat level on him. He's threat level 10, and it's important at the start of the game. Threat determines who gets attacked by the monsters, and also who gets to go first. And then there's unique actions, which you can perform as part of your turn, and it costs different amounts of dice and things. And you also get starting cards, so Hellboy starts with a heavy pistol and Hellboy coat, and also damage squares, kind of similar to Star Saga and Dungeon Saga. And as we said, the dice, there's four different types of dice, and it shows how hard or easy something is to do in the game. We got red, yellow, green are standard dice, and then can be upgraded or degraded from certain effects. The best die is green, and it can be upgraded to white if for even more successes on it. And there's also an effect die you roll every time you roll a dice. It gets a little spice, things like catastrophic effect, which cancels the test die that scored the most successes. It can also have special enemy effects like paralyzing tongue from the frog monsters. And you get one or two dots, simply add to the overall test score. We get a reroll, which lets you reroll any of the dice you just rolled. We get double die, which lets you double the score of one test die. And the BRPD icon, which either adds two to the death score, or you can spend to trigger a special rule as defined on your agent's card. So that's a nice, more random stuff. It's great because Hellboy is all about being random and having great fights that you're probably not winning until you do win. And lastly, for this Hellboy Minute, I'd like to show off my painted Hellboy miniature I got at Adepticon. I decided to do something different, so I paid tribute to the corpse storyline, where I had Hellboy with the corpse hanging off a noose on his back. And I have to thank so much Ronnie Renton for relenting to Tyler Schultz. He tried to give it to Tyler first, but Tyler said, no, Rob would want this more, so he sent it to me. Tyler is the man. If you aren't already subscribed to Dreadpath Zone on YouTube, go now, do that. It's the least you can do to show my thanks for him. Yes, Tyler is the man. And that about does it. This is an extra long Hellboy Minute, but I think it's important. Go back that Kickstarter tomorrow and enjoy. We'll see you next time. I'm sure we'll go over all the stuff on the Kickstarter. Bye-bye.